Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
So we turn the corner. All right, I should say, sorry, I forgot, my wife's asleep. I turn the corner into the kitchen, I turn the lights on, and there is stuff all over the floor. And by stuff, I mean there are knives. There are lots of knives. There are bowls. There's shit everywhere. Like, just it's almost like someone came into the house and like turned the kitchen. You know, like how burglars come and turn a room.
Did you think someone broke in and just made a mess or what?
There's two things. The other thing I need to add, the water was going full bore, like in the sink. The tap was on full bore. And I'm thinking, when did this happen? Because I didn't hear it. I slept through the night soundly. My wife would have either gotten up and cleaned the mess or, you know, said, hey, someone's in the house. I was just trying to scratch my brain, like, what has happened? But I did think someone came in and got startled or something. And I'm trying to piece this, you know, like Sherlock Holmes, like trying to rewind where how all this stuff like fell where it did and everything. And then I realized what happened. Our cats, because this is at Airbnb, our cats who like to parole or prowl at night, right? I'm sure one of them got into the sink and the tap, which I forgot to add, was motion activated. And so I'm sure the cat went into the sink and was like, ew, there's water.
I hate those motion automated sinks, like the ones in airport bathrooms too. That don't even work. And then they work for your cat in the middle of the night.
Right. And so I'm sure the cat was just like, what?
Freaked
and just
out.
Chaos. And how we slept through this, I don't know. But yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. So hello, listeners. Welcome to this week's show. Brett, let's kick things off with the huddle. What's news that you haven't shared with me this week?
Yeah. So I am doing a session with Rosenfeld Media on October 10th in the Rosenverse community on PM for Humans. And I feel like there will be more updates on PM for Humans in the future, which I'm excited about.
Nice. That'll be cool. Yeah, and surely we're going to put that on the website, right? When it comes out.
Definitely.
Yes. So I think something I haven't shared with you, I got the last bit of updates and drum roll, please. I honest to God think I'm done with all the code changes that need to be made to the website.
Yay.
So I don't ever have to go back into knock on wood CSS or anything. And, you know, it's time to move on.
Yes, we have a website. We're moving on. We also have a review to talk about this week. And it's your week, so tee up this week's topic for us.
Yes, so I wasn't originally intending to do this, but it came up in my feed, and I thought, well, what is this? And it's an article called Build Better Teams. It's actually a series of articles. I think there's like three or four published in Ye Olde Harvard Business Review. And I'm pretty sure it's written by some McKinsey consultants, of course, because there's a lot of stuff, you know, in HBR that's, you know, written by consultants. But anyway, I read through a couple of the articles, and something that kind of struck my brain was how McKinsey was talking about new ways that people are working, and that McKinsey has, near as I can tell, kind of in the wake of the pandemic, and trying to find like new ways that people are working, they've created what they call their new team operating system. Where have we heard that before?
Yeah.
And they call it the way we work. And while they don't give you details, of course, because you have to pay McKinsey $1,000 an hour to learn about that stuff. And I will, this is an internal program that I'm sure they're going to ship as a product or, you know, service or whatever. But
oh yeah,
anyway,
new off-the-shelf operating system for $250,000. We will fix your organization.
Oh yeah, this for real. I bet you people are going to be paying millions of dollars for this stuff. But I thought was, you know, so let me go on with it because this will start to sound familiar with you. So looking at kind of like, well, what's what's packed into this at a 40-foot level, 40,000-foot level. They talk about how teams that work in this way are all of the things, all the best outcomes you can think of, more efficient, happier, do better work. They're more innovative, trademark. You know, they just do everything right. And so what goes into these, you know, teams of the future? And it is that they are frequently collecting feedback, right? So they don't let the moss grow on the stone. They take a look at, like, you know, what's happening? What are you working on? How's it going? Feedback, right? And probably also do just how they work together. They conduct retrospectives, right? So they're like, how did it go? What happened? Wow. What could we do better, right? This is real future stuff here.
Groundbreaking.
They do one-on-ones, regular one-on-ones. They don't cancel them. They do one-on-ones. They've got protocols for handovers, right? Genius stuff. They monitor sentiment. Though in this case, they want you to click an emoji once a week that indicates your feelings, right?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Kind of makes me wonder
teams
if there's
of
a
the
poop
future.
Emoji, right?
Oh my gosh. They
also want teams to define what constitutes success, and that these teams need to have a continuous a system for continuous improvement. And I thought that was interesting in that for team leaders, they actually demand, I don't know how they do this, but it is the team leader's job to always be looking for continuous improvement. And they go down the path of all these off-the-shelf systems and frameworks, which is here's your catalog for continuous improvement, right? Oh, do you want to innovate? Do this. You know, do you want to do this outcome? Then do this, right? It basically, it means don't sit on your processes and basically how your team functions and just like you need to be always looking for ways to improve.
Yeah.
That's probably why it's called that. But anyway, the whole point being like, don't settle, like move. And I thought that was interesting because you and I have talked to some creative team leaders in the last, I know year, even last couple of months, who are suffering from this problem of they have, their system, their way of working is at this point traditional, right? It's not even like we do this because we ran into some problems. It's we do this because we've been doing this for years. Yeah. So I do applaud McKinsey for all of this. Although I think it's fascinating that all of the things that kind of go into the way we work at a high level will likely sound familiar to you because this is exactly the core of what Same Team Partners is. And if all of those things sound familiar, it's because you and I just wrapped up writing a white paper around all these facets of successful teams.
Yeah, the fundamentals of teamwork. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
And I feel as though our language, even listening to you rattle through this kind of like list of basically subheads in an article, it's just, it's not as human. It's, you know, when I hear about like monitoring sentiment and like the idea of clicking an emoji, it's like, that's like what you do when you leave a public bathroom in the airport and you don't even want to touch that thing to begin with. Like, who actually uses that, right? But
right.
it's so gross and impersonal. So anyway, yes, I'm with you. It's very close to what we're doing. It was just cool.
Yeah, I do want to add, as I'm reading this, and I could just see like, oh, in my head, I could just see like what it would be like to go through these things at a corporate enterprise level,
yeah.
Right? Is that they try to be human. But the fact is, if you're talking to your people, if you're meeting as a team, if you're setting up those spaces, those times for people to be able to provide constructive feedback and to receive constructive feedback, you don't need all these mechanics, but they are important, and you don't need they're not there for ticking off a box, but actually working into your team's culture. But by doing these things too, you also define a better team culture, which is going to net out to those outcomes.
Yeah. Right? The way that I look at this a little bit is, and I've talked about this as it relates to teams and PM, it's kind of like the team of the future is more strategic. Every person on the team is more strategic. Everyone's thinking about efficiency and goals and how we can be better. Whereas in the past, it's really been relegated to leadership or project management or middle management to say, hey, we need to push this change. We need to, this isn't working. We should inspect this further. Now it's like that inspection is a part of what we do and it's a part of our day-to-day conversation. And I love that. I think everybody should be like that.
Somebody could be, you know, on point for making sure that those conversations are happening or those events are happening, but there is a shared responsibility to everybody on the team to build the team that they want to be, right?
Yep.
It can't even be just the leader's job. That the leader's there to facilitate and make sure that those things are happening, that the people are engaged, that they feel like they're able to contribute, but. Yeah, it's a team sport.
I read a recent article that I'll have to share next week, but there was a metric that was somewhere around like 40 to 50% of employees don't trust their leaders. And I believe that what McKinsey and HBR has laid out here is kind of like creating the backbone for developing trust within teams. Because you're putting everything out there, you're making them accountable to being a part of the feedback and the conversations. It's not all kind of relegated just to leadership. So I think that's kind of interesting combo.
It's funny you should say that, because something I left out of here was that one of the outcomes from doing this, and McKinsey doesn't just do it internally, but they do this with the teams that they work with, right? So their clients. Is that these doing these things, engaging in these activities and the candor and whatnot, that has been one of the fastest ways to establish trust with their clients.
Yep.
Right. So it's funny you pick, I almost included that as a sub thought. And I wasn't testing you, but it's interesting. That's
my kind of, sub thought.
It's where you got to, but yeah, you're 100% right.
Interesting. All right, let's move on. Good one this week. So what's the ask?
All right. So this week, one, I want to say thank you to everybody who followed us on LinkedIn. We did see a bump on LinkedIn on our followers. So thank you. This week, we're asking and suggesting that you follow us, subscribe, but if you subscribe on the website, you're going to get our blog posts. But more importantly, we have some things coming. We've got the card deck. We've got white papers that are going to be, they're more like guides, like really well-written
templates
guides.
And tools.
Tools. We've got stuff that we've been working on throughout the summer. It's like 85 to 99% complete across the board, across the roadmap. And this stuff, we're going to be giving subscribers the first peek at these things, right? The first opportunity to look at these things to digest them. So please subscribe, go to cmtpartners.com, hit that subscribe button, smash that like button, smash that link, smash a button.
Like and subscribe, bro. Share with your friends. Tell people about us, please. There's my ask. Right. All right.
Yes. Okay. So asking over, let's get into this week's hit list. What are you listening to, seeing, watching, going to, reading?
So I'm going to do two in one because they're combined. I just realized that we have tickets to see Waxahachie this Saturday at the Fillmore in Philly. So I'm listening to the most recent Waxahachie album, Tiger's Blood.
Pretty okay.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Nice. I am listening to, happy Halloween, by the way. We're in holiday season.
Oh, right.
Right? Like, we celebrate Christmas after Halloween, so why not celebrate Halloween after Labor Day? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm listening to Duran Duran. And they're new. The last year at around this time, they released an album for Halloween. You know, so they said, we're not going to do a Christmas album. We're going to do a Halloween album. And I've got a link to two songs in there, Dance Macabre and Psycho Killer, which is a cover. But definitely listen listen to the album. But also these two videos are some of the best I've seen in a while.
Fun. All right. My next one is reading. Why self-advocacy can help you become an invaluable collaborator. This
That's
might
quite a
be
title.
one. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a lot about defining your wants and needs and making sure that you're showing up with those things in conversations and as a collaborator. I found it very, very interesting. It might be one that I bring to the review next week or I react to. We'll see.
Yeah.
But it's
All
good.
right.
Check it out.
I'm going to check it out. My last one is Cecily and I are watching Chaos on Netflix, and it is a retelling in some contemporary times of Greek mythology. Jeff Goldblum plays Zeus, and it is very much like dark, dry British humor. It is so good. So
Okay.
good.
Oh,
Only
maybe
eight
we'll check that out.
episodes. So I don't know much about Greek mythology, to be honest, but this, even not knowing much about it, this has been so funny in that British humor way. Love it.
And Jeff Goldblum's in it. Really quick,
Yes.
I saw a meme yesterday that was Whoopi Goldblum. It was like the two of them combined, and it was terrifying, but amazing and hilarious all at the same time.
Was
All
it
right,
Whoopi
let's get into
Goldblum with
the.
Jeff Goldblum's, gestures
It was
with
just
his
a
feet?
face. It was just a face. It was mostly like
Okay.
his face with her hair. I love the internet. Just like so random and weird.
Internet plus AI. Oh,
All right, let's get into the high five. So this week I am giving high fives to all of the folks that help us to test our
yes.
ideas,
Yes.
review our ideas, talk to us. I've had tons of great conversations over the past couple of weeks with people who have been kind enough to like listen and deliver really helpful feedback. So high five to those people and quality feedback.
High fives all around. My high five this week is the team angle. That's all I'm going to say about it. But it's coming. It's good. And we've got, like, you go back to the feedback. Every time we've shown someone this, we get the same thing, which is my team needs this. I want this. And it's
Yep.
coming to you on the internet soon.
Yes, it is. Sameteampartners.com.
All right.
Amazing. Well, have a great weekend.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Beth and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.